Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, let's hit the Elk Grove Kia talk line here for a minute. Shout out Elk Grove Kia. Kia EV9 we got. Beautiful.
God, so sick, dude.
So beautiful.
I'm so jealous.
Nah, it's fire. It's fire. They did us right with that car, man. It is beautiful. The technology in it is incredible. I think the technology in that car is better than the technology in my car.
Oh.
It's heat.
Oh.
Yeah, it is heat. It is heat. They did well with that. Let's see what Mitch is talking about here at 916-909-1320. Mitch, happy holidays, buddy.
Merry Christmas, Damien.
Yep.
Merry Christmas, Jesse, and, of course, Kyle.
Merry Christmas, Mitch.
And your family, too. I'm saying it. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy everything.
We get it. Thank you. Thanks, Mitch.
Oh, man.
All right. I think one of these five quarterbacks is going to be in the Super Bowl. Trevor, Sam Darnold, Purdy, Caleb Williams, and, of course, Justin Herbert. I'd like to see an L.A., all L.A. Super Bowl. But I think maybe the 49ers could break that, make me look bad, which doesn't take much. It's going to be a great season. We have a lot of good teams, and we have a lot of bad teams. I think next year's draft chance is going to be great with quarterbacks. DC, I only see three, but I can see the Raiders getting one of them. They better pick in the top three. And one more thing, didn't they make a trade with the Rams so the Rams would have the Giants' first-round pick? Because the Giants got two first-round picks last year.
The Rams have the Falcons pick, I believe.
All have a nice holiday. Be safe.
Okay. Thank you, Mitch. Okay.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you,
too. Merry Mitchmas.
You're a pro, by the way, Damian.
Yep.
You're
better at this than me.
Oh. I missed a lot of that. I'm not...
Mitch has the whole
I know he had...
No, he's got the Jags.
No, he's got... Yeah, he's got... He was naming quarterbacks and not teams.
Yeah.
He picked five of them, which it's not the boldest strategy. You know, you're not
put
really
on the
going...
Board!
You're not really going out on a limb when you say one of these five teams is going to be in the Super Bowl. He's rooting for an all-LA Super Bowl with... by the way, that's Mitch in New Jersey.
Right.
He's rooting for the all-LA
Super
Bowl.
Well, I'd say having the Seahawks or Niners in the Super Bowl is a bit of a hot take. And then you got the Jags, the
I like
Chargers,
the way he said Trevor.
Who else?
There was he a had Darnold, he had Purdy, Darnold, Purdy,
Trevor.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Stafford?
No, it wasn't Stafford.
Oh, it was. He said all-LA Super Bowl. Yeah, it was Stafford.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, then the NFC West.
But every once in a while, I just can't quite make out what Mitch is saying.
You just got to vibe with the call.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
What was he talking about at the end? Did he say there's three quarterbacks in the draft? Is that what he said?
Kind of blacked out.
Sure.
Okay, you blacked out. Okay. I gotcha. Well, Mitch was very kind to share his holiday wishes, and as we've got Kings basketball tonight at the Golden 1 Center with the Sacramento Kings, we'll take on the Detroit Pistons. We talked about what an amazing job the Detroit Pistons have done putting this basketball team together in short order to take the massive step that they took last year to become a top six team to the step that they have taken this year to become the top team in the conference right now. We'll see how that shakes out as the season progresses, but this is still a very, very good basketball team at 23-6. You got the Knicks right behind them at 20-8, and then you got the Boston Celtics lingering around at 18-11. Philadelphia, strong in-season turnaround for them as well at 16-11, but it feels like the top of the conference right now is Detroit, and it's New York, and Detroit has held their own through all of this. Great job drafting, great job building, great job sticking to what they want to do. So as the holiday season approaches and Christmas is just a couple of days away, a lot of people like to open presents on Christmas Eve. If you were to get underneath the Sacramento Kings Christmas tree, what would you want the present to be? What is at the top of the Sacramento Kings wish list?
It has to be the number one pick, right? If there's a player that you fancy at the in the draft, then maybe it's a player.
If you think so, I'll go in a different direction with that.
Okay.
If you think there is, going back to the earlier conversation we had, the guy, if right. there's a one, if there is the person you're building around in this draft, and it requires the number one pick. Great. You want that player in this upcoming draft. This is our guy. He is number one on our big board. He is number one on every board that we have. This is the guy we want.
Yeah, and that's why you'd want the number one pick. And maybe you don't see that. Maybe you're like, it's kind of got a question mark here, a question mark there, but we really like some of these guys down the draft. Then cool, you have the number one pick. You can trade it back.
Or
you can try and trade back.
Sure.
Pick up more assets. Like, that's the whole thing. So again, if it's a specific player, I get it. But for me, above all else, we talk about trades all the time. We talk about player development all the time. I think that the Kings getting the number one pick would be their biggest chance to set this team on a course to go back to the playoffs and beyond.
Can you put development on a wish list?
Sure.
Because I would love to see some of it.
Okay.
Not just from Neek, not just from Max. I'd like to see it from Keegan, too. In a way that I wonder, this is one of the things that I'll be so fascinated to see with Keegan moving forward. I think it's a bit naive of us, collectively us, to think that just because we want DeMar traded or Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis, just because the Sacramento Kings seemingly want Malik Monk traded, doesn't mean all of those trades are going to be able to be executed in the next month and a half. Truthfully, more than one being executed over the next month and a half would actually surprise me. Two would be incredible, in my opinion. What is this team's approach after, in terms of how they play guys like Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, DeMontis Sabonis, assuming that they're still on this roster? And what sort of approach does Keegan take? Keegan playing at the three and that seemingly being a focal point for Doug Christie. How do you keep him at that position moving forward? Is he playing the way, is part of the reason he's had moments where he's been able to amp it up because Zach LaVine isn't around? Is he able to do it because Domantas Sabonis isn't around? Is it because it's the change back to his natural position? Like, you have to pinpoint what it is that makes Keegan Murray tick. Because I don't think the Sacramento Kings know. And truth be told, I don't even know if Keegan Murray knows what makes him tick yet. Like, what makes him have a game like he had the other night against Houston?
Given the fact that he is the age that he is. Is he almost 25? 25 next August?
He's in that vicinity.
He's currently 25.
Okay.
Given the fact that he's 25 and 4 months, 3 months old, 4 months old, August, December... almost 25 and a half. If he doesn't know what makes him tick by now, is he ever going to?
Well, here's the only reason I'll give him a pass on that is on a basketball team, you're adjusting. And De'Aaron was here.
Mm.
Now he's not.
Mm.
Mike was here. Now he's not. You had a style of play really for the better part of 2 years. Now you don't.
Mm.
Now you have something completely different. This year, and I try, you know, I've tried at times to remind myself about this with Devin Carter, but I've just kind of moved past that. So I try to give Keegan Murray a certain amount of grace right now this season, in that he started with, you know, he lost part of his training camp. He kind of started the season as things were already free-falling for this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a situation where Zach LaVine is here, who's a completely different type of basketball player that De'Aaron Fox was. You also have DeMar DeRozan here, who's a completely different type of player than De'Aaron Fox was.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn to play with those guys. Then you also have a guy in Domantas Sabonis who, by all accounts, doesn't seem to be happy with anything unless he's controlling what's happening on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have that. And he's adjusting. If you're able to move some of that stuff to the side, veterans, I'm trying to figure out what term to use for Doma. If you're just able to move some of those things aside, and
no, let's brainstorm some words.
Selfish was the first one that came to my mind.
Okay.
If you're able to move some of that stuff to the side,
mm-hmm.
what's his approach? Like, how does his game look? Does it look exactly the same? Because if it does, well, fine. You have a nice, cute little player.
That's a cute little player.
It's fine. You have a 12-point per game guy. You have an 11, 12-point per game guy, 7, 8 rebounds.
More like
15. That's great. I don't know. He had a stretch where he was glued to 3 of 11. I swear that happened like three out of five games. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Keegan Murray shows enough moments where I'm like, man, he's good. Like, mm-hmm. he's good. Is he 26 points every night good? No, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But is he 18 to 19 points good every night? I think so.
Sure.
But what prevents that from happening? Is it him? Is he actually not that good? Am I just mm-hmm. wrong? Or is it just the makeup of the basketball mm-hmm. team?
Sure.
I don't know the answers to any of those questions.
Maybe
give me a Keegan book for Christmas that has all of the answers, and then we could go from there.
Okay, great. Love that. I don't think on this wish list, I don't think you can put just trade. Like, you can't just ask for a trade because that could mean anything.
That's like asking
it could even be a boat.
Infinity money. Like, we
right.
No, play along with the bit.
Right.
Stop it.
If you were going to, if I say, okay, on this King's Christmas wish list, you have to specify what player you want to trade.
Mm.
Who goes at the top? Who's the first player that you're like, man, if they you can only put one trade on there. You can only trade one player this offseason. It's Scott Perry. You know what, man? He worked the phones. They tried and tried, but you know what? The market just wasn't there except for on one guy. Which guy was it? Not a prediction. Who would you like it to be?
Man.
Because
it would,
go ahead.
It would be Domantas Sabonis.
That was my thought too. Mostly for the word you just used
mm-hmm.
to describe him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's something I want to. I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is okay, man. You're unhappy with Mike Brown. Now you're unhappy with Doug Christie. Like, all right, dude. Whatever. Like, if you don't get it, you're not. B. I think you could get potentially the most back for him. Like, I think if in this trade scenario, I think he's the one that is most likely to bring you real assets or asset.
Mm-hmm.
And three, there's a chance Zach LaVine opts out.
Yep.
DeMar DeRozan is, what, $10 million guaranteed next
Almost
year?
Almost inconsequential, yeah.
Right. If I can get off of Domas's contract and get him out of here and just sever myself from having to
yep.
Because when you have Domantas Sabonis, you have to be very specific in how you're using him and how you're building a team. Which, like, hey, all right, if that's not in the plan, cool. All right, get him, let him go be elsewhere.
Yep.
And that's why I think he goes at the top for me.
Yeah, 100%. I'm completely with you.
Now, if you tell me Zach LaVine is for sure opting in, maybe it's different.
But my thing with Zach is, at worst, the final year of his contract is next year. At best, in the opt-in, it doesn't opt-out scenario, mm-hmm. at best, you might have more suitors for him this offseason. You might have more teams that are willing to look. We have an idea. If it doesn't work, it's whatever. It was a gamble. It's $50 million off the books next year, anyways. But we'll try it right now.
Right.
We'll try it right now.
John Bull said Devin Carter. That feels mean. That feels mean spirited.
But what's the context behind it?
Trading Devin Carter. He would go at the top.
Okay, John Bull, that's insane. Mean.
That's rude. Now you know why John Bull is cruising for a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, those knuckle sandwiches. That's a top five white thing. I've never heard
you
of
it. Listen here, pal.
You use it in the right tense, though. Like, knuckle sandwich is pretty funny.
No, it's funny. No, it's fine. It's just I don't think I've ever heard.
Knuckle sandwich is what.
I've never heard.
The bad guy in the Popeye cartoons? That's Bluto? No.
Yes.
Is it?
That's it. Yeah.
That's John Belushi's character.
Brutus.
In Animal Hunt. Brutus? Bruto?
Brutus.
Burrito.
I've only ever heard it like ironically, I guess. Like if anyone knows, yeah, like, right, yeah, I'm going to give you a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, why I oughta.
Yeah, like relax, pal.
Who is the Popeye villain? And isn't it weird that he's always trying to like kidnap a woman?
Yeah.
It's Bluto.
Bluto, okay.
And I think it's because I think John Belushi's character, he looks like John Belushi.
Yeah, they called him Mr. Blutarski was his. Blutarski was his last name, so he went by Bluto. Oh, he does kind of look like John Belushi.
I can see the resemblance.
Yeah, no, I see it. But yeah, that whole show is premised around a man trying to commit a kidnapping, and everyone's just like, "Wow, eat some spinach, Popeye!" And, no, call the police. What the hell?
We really let some things slide when we were younger, man.
Don't even get me started on Speedy Gonzalez. Holy smokes.
He serves as Popeye's nemesis and arch rival for the love of olive oil. He uses...
Oh, is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
This is not a... Who is Roy? This is not a Jim, Pam, Roy situation.
It's very much not.
This is a Jim, Pam, and then somebody is breaking into Dunder Mifflin to try and kidnap Pam, yes, on a daily basis thing.
This is like more Ryan and Kelly's speed.
Hold on.
The other way.
In the films and later television
cartoons.
They're
also staging the kidnappings every time.
Olive oil is usually Popeye's girlfriend, although she could be extremely fickle depending on who could woo her the best. Or had the flashier possessions. Wow.
Damn.
And she was prone to become angry with Popeye over seemingly minor issues.
Popeye's got to let her go. She's toxic.
There's more. She constantly gets kidnapped by Bluto.
Damn.
Okay, this is
like
weird.
On purpose?
This
Damn.
Is weird. She constantly gets kidnapped by Bluto, a.k.a. Brutus.
What?
Who is Popeye's arch rival for her affections. When she gets angry with Popeye for whatever goes wrong, it's usually a result of Bluto's trickery, but Popeye always rescues her and wins back her affection in the process.
Oh, she sounds toxic to me.
I'm out on kidnapping. The kidnapping's bad.
It's pretty wild. She constantly gets kidnapped by Bluto.
Sounds like a plot against Popeye to make Popeye jealous.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, she's being kidnapped, but I'm sure like she's in on the bit as well.
Get him out of your life, girl.
Yes.
I promise, and it's not worth it.
Popeye also, I don't know.
Popeye would be better off without her. That's what I'm hearing.
It's between them.
Absolutely. This sounds like, man, do you know what? That what you just said sounds a lot like reality television.
I'm just laughing at olive oil. Like, olive oil has no figure whatsoever.
It's just unbelievable. Popeye, brother.
You can't tell me that she's being kidnapped like against her will when Popeye is the one who makes her mad and then the kidnapping happens.
Right.
Yeah, like, come on, I know how the game is played here.
Hey, can you imagine? hey, that guy pissed me off. I'm going to go get kidnapped. What?
Yeah, no. Like, you're just trying to stress your man out and
that's crazy.
Make him chase after you.
It's reminding me, olive oil has no figure whatsoever, but the robot on the Jetsons has
all that. All that.
Oh, these cartoons is crazy. Every once in a while, I'll get a reel or a TikTok of just some absurdly racist, like Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Oh, dude.
They're so bad.
Insane.
Oh, they're so bad. Like, yeah, bad, bad.
Have you seen that thing?
You could pretty much call that TV pre-2005, no?
Oh, pre like 2008.
Yeah.
The Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Then there's Blackface Looney Tunes. There. That was a little bit back, but point being, yeah, pre 2005, Kyle said 8. The Office was even getting down.
There's a whole episode of 30 Rock that you can't find anymore. Where are you familiar with 30 Rock?
Yeah. Tracy Morgan, Tina Fey.
Alec Baldwin?
Yes. Alec Baldwin's in it.
Short for 30 Rockefeller Center.
Yes. It is about a show that takes place in 30 Rock. There's a show where there's an episode. Jane Krakowski, is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
It is an episode where she and Tracy get into an argument over whether it's harder to be a black man or a white woman.
Okay.
And she does the whole thing. And they have since pulled that episode from streaming.
Oh. Have you seen it?
Oh, boy, have I.
Is it that bad?
It's, yeah.
The perfect answer.
So,
like, is hey, are you?
So it appears
I'm gonna look this up on a.
No, it appears that there's actually 4 episodes of 30 Rock that have been removed from streaming.
Oh, that's my god!
So, write it down. No, it gets better.
Does it?
When people search for lost 30 Rock episodes, they're often looking for the 4 30 Rock episodes removed from streaming due to blackface.
Wait, all of them?
Hey, yo.
Hey. Did it 4 times?
Hey.
How much? Oh! Wow!
That's crazy.
Wow! They really did
like,
that.
They leaned all the way.
What year was this?
Oh, man.
What year did that episode come out?
I have to see this episode. 30 Rocks. Oh, that's a.
This is. Here's the headline from CNN, June 23rd, 2020. Tina Fey asks platforms to pull several 30 Rock episodes that showed characters in blackface.
What year did she ask for these to be removed?
2020.
Mm. That fleeting moment where Black Lives Mattered. We all remember.
Man. The episodes set to be pulled include Season 3, Episode 2, Season 5, Episode 4, Season 5, Episode 10, and Season 6, Episode 19.
Bro, they spread it out.
John Hamm? Oh, my God. Man, that's crazy.
So they pulled another episode. Oh, okay, so this is the episode. Wow, there's a lot of racist stuff in this episode. I think this episode is called Believe in the Stars. It's the second episode of 30 Rock's third season.
Okay.
So there's 3 storylines in it. One of them is the social experiment between Tracy Morgan or Tracy Jordan and Jenna that you just referenced.
And I should say Tracy dresses up as well.
Yes, he is in whiteface in female drag, and Jenna appears in blackface. One of the other storylines is Tina Fey's character, Six, sits next to a woman she believes is Oprah.
Yes. Yeah. Because she's like hallucinating.
Okay.
And it's
thank
just like this
God.
Like.
I thought she was just sitting next to a black woman that she thought was Oprah.
Oh, no,
and it
brother.
Was like,
oh, brother.
That's racist enough
wait,
in itself.
Wait, yo. Oh, no, that's what's that's what happened.
Oh.
It was like this like 16-year-old girl.
12.
12-year-old girl.
Her name was Pam.
That's it. And Tina Fey is like talking to her. She's like, "Oh my god!" Like, and wow, Oprah told me her favorite things, and sweater capes are back, and da da da. Yeah, that's crazy. I've watched 30 Rock a lot of times.
I haven't. I never really got into 30 Rock. I've seen it.
It used to be a lot of episodes, but now apparently it's a quick catch-up. Where are we at?
Oh.
Which one is this?
Oh, I just found the clip of Tracy going into whiteface. I have to watch this episode. I have never been happier to be off the air at 2 o'clock because I'm going to find this episode and watch it. I'll buy it if I have to.
I need you to either like live text me or FaceTime me while you're watching it, specifically when Jenna first makes her entrance, because she doesn't just show up. She like plays it up.
I've had between, you know, here in KSFM, I've had the opportunity to interview over, you know, the last 20 years or whatever, a lot of comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Without question, like tier one alone, the strangest person I ever met was Tracy Morgan.
Oh, I have no doubt.
He was.
Define strange.
Can't. not on the radio.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. That kind of defines a movement, I guess.
Nope. Because when, I mean, he was terrific.
Of course.
Like, he was very friendly. He was very nice. But, like, when the mic was off and he was, and we were just talking, it was just like, oh, wow.
That's his character in this show.
Yeah, no, that's
Tracy
him.
Jordan.
The first time I saw that show, I was like, that's the person I interviewed. Like, that's,
yeah, dude.
He got a show where he's playing himself.
Yes.
That is the real guy.
Yes.
So weird. So, I have never had a person make me uncomfortable before, but Tracy Morgan made me so uncomfortable.
There's one episode where Tracy freaks out because somebody took a picture of him being normal, and he's walking out of a coffee shop walking a dog. And he's freaking out about it. And Liz is like, why are you freaking out about this? And he's like, because they think I'm walking out of a Starbucks. I'm walking backwards into a Starbucks. And I don't even know whose dog that is.
I'll say this, though. He's very funny.
Very funny guy.
He's very funny. We will close out our final episode here of the year. Again, we'll be back Monday, Tuesday. James, Casey will be here. But we'll close out our final stretch of 2025. Next tier is D'Lo and Kyle Madsen on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Gift, a bottle of wine is a great go-to, and Baker Family Wines offers some of the absolute best. If you're near a Nugget, and maybe the one in Elk Grove, Granite Bay, Roseville, Rockland, you can find the bottle with the baseball stitch. Grab it there. I know they have them at select Raley's and Bel Air locations. I don't know exactly which ones. Or if you're in the West Sacramento area, right there on Industrial Boulevard is the tasting room. You can go in there. You could try the wines yourself and grab a bottle. The dark rosé is fantastic. We call it the dark rosé. That's not what it's called, but it's the rosé that Dusty made for his mom. He told that story here on the show, and I think it's everybody's favorite bottle. I love cabs. I love those dark reds. That 755 is on point. Both of those would be available at the tasting room. You could head over to Baker Family Wines, maybe gift a wine subscription. Dusty's Clubhouse. Get exclusive releases there, tasting room specials, all sorts of great stuff, and that's courtesy of Baker Family Wines. As we wind down our portion of 2025, being partnered up with Dusty Baker and Chick and Baker Family Wines this year has been absolutely incredible. Thanks to Dusty. Thanks to all of the amazing people who support the insiders and dealing with KC and ESPN 1320, Sky River Casino, Prize Picks, all of the different companies that we have worked with throughout the year. Shout out to my man V and V's Paradise. We had our Christmas party there last Thursday. Absolute, just an incredible venue for events. It's an incredible restaurant. It's a great date night spot. It's very picturesque. It's awesome for Instagram. It's awesome just for pictures that you want to hold on to. The meals are absolutely incredible. They have this like multi sample plate of appetizers. It's got like smoke and like foil is on the beef that you eat. It's absolutely incredible. Incredible. It's like this gold stuff. I don't know, but I was like, gold, oh, plate? Do I have to remove this? They're like, no, no, baby. You eat that. You eat that. Great, great food, great, great place, incredible drinks. The V's Old Fashioned, which I think is made with brandy. They got a traditional Old Fashioned that don't miss. So, again, big thanks to everybody who's rocked with us through the course of 2025, because we would not be here if you didn't. And we wouldn't be here if Manny didn't support the show and people like Manny.
Well,
you're right.
Like, but Manny still specifically could, like, we could survive. People like Manny. Everyone else, though.
That's a good point.
Salute.
That's a good point. I love you, Manny. What's up, Manny?
What do you want?
My girl would probably say the same thing, Kyle. Not to my face, but probably would say the same thing.
Damn. Sorry, bro. Didn't mean it.
Manny, did we wake you up?
Are you okay?
I'm good, man. Okay. I wish y'all happy holidays. You know, you guys are a staple part of my life now, whether good or bad. And so.
Did you say staple or stable?
Staple.
Okay, good, because if we're a stable part of your life, that brother is extremely problematic.
Well, we are 12 to 4 every day, so we're stable.
When I was single, I don't have a stable anymore. I'm a committed man, so okay. No, I don't have a stable anymore.
All right. Oh man, God. Boo. All right, boo.
Ending on that note is ridiculous.
You guys got a show tomorrow?
No, we are not doing a show tomorrow.
Okay, good for you.
It's Christmas Eve, and we got family stuff. But next week, we're going to do an alternate day, either Tuesday or Thursday. We'll do a show, and then we're back on schedule the week after that.
All right, Manny. Love you, brother. Thank you, man. Happy holidays.
Shout out, Manny.
Hey, next Monday. I'm calling in next Monday.
Great.
Can't wait.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Send me the audio, because I ain't going to be here. I know a lot of Bears fans are looking forward to cussing Kenny out. That's
great. Yeah. This is the one.
I kind of want the 49ers to lose just to watch that episode.
John Bull's been in the chat a lot. I know Wheezy's in there. Manny, that's like the Bears.
Wheezy was tagged.
What is it? What is it with all the Bears fans here?
Yeah, well, they want some respect. They don't feel like they're getting due respect.
No, understood. And I totally get it. Why are there so many?
Oh, well, that the Bears are one of those teams.
They're historic, yeah. I mean, Bears, Manny's from Chicago. I'm not sure. I think Wheezy might be. I'm not sure where John Bull origin's from.
I don't know where John Bull is.
Did I ever tell you the story about my Wrigley Field experience?
Oh, yeah. When you won Son of the Year?
Yeah. My dad and I went to Wrigley Field this summer. It's part of a Wrigley Fenway trip. It was great. We had an amazing time. I bought seats at Wrigley like right before the game, and at Wrigley there's a lot of obstructed views, and we are right behind one of the poles there, that in the concourse, mm-hmm. or not in the concourse, in the lower level. So we're sitting there, we're laughing about it, having a good time, posting about it online. Manny reaches out to me, Manny, King mm-hmm. of Chicago apparently, mm-hmm. hits me up, DMs me on Twitter and goes, "Hey, where are your seats?" I'm like, oh, they're right here. I think he's just asking to try and get kind of rough. About fifth inning rolls around, this lady comes walking up working for the Cubs, and there's a kid vaping in front of me. And she goes, "Hey, you can't vape in here." And then she walks past. And I see her stop a couple of seats up from mine. And I think she's watching to see if this kid's going to vape again. Mm-hmm. And then she just comes down and she goes, "Hey, are you from California?" And I was like, yeah. And she goes, "I'm Manny's friend. Come with me." So she takes us down. Oh, good. On YouTube, we have a photo of the pole that my dad and I were sitting
amazing.
By.
Amazing.
Couldn't be worse seating. Just couldn't be terrible. A worse situation. So she then walks us down those stairs after going, "I know Manny. Come with me." There was this section of seats that's reserved for like wheelchair access that mm-hmm. weren't sold that night. So there's nobody sitting there. She goes, "Here you go. You got to sit in folding chairs, but here you go. Right down the first base line. You sit here." She's got two bags full of, you know, bobbleheads and like giveaway stuff for us. Came by a couple times, check on us, see how we were doing. Just an amazing Wrigley experience. All thanks to Manny.
That's awesome, man.
Oh yeah.
That is absolutely tremendous.
Yeah. Are you from California? Great.
Yes. Yeah. "Oh, I'm Manny's friend. Come with me." No. Absolutely not. I'm not falling for this. This is the beginning of a horror movie. No, ma'am. I'll stay right here and look at this section 217 sign.
I think I'm going to fall for that one.
This is how Manny said he was going to do it, too. This is how. Manny's dope, man.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to the Chatty House After Party, Dr. David, Katrina. Those guys, I always, everybody wants to host a podcast until they actually host a podcast. And those guys, they do not miss. They put work in, every single week to put those episodes out. And I'm really, really proud of what they've accomplished with that podcast, man. It's pretty cool.
Really dope.
Very, very cool. We got Kings and Pistons tonight. Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching the Pistons play. I like that I like that basketball team a lot. I'm kind of past the point of seeing if the Sacramento Kings can build on something, if one win can turn into two, if two can turn into anything. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of past all of that. I always will have my eye on someone like Keegan Murray, Nick Clifford. I'll have my eye on Maxine Reno, see what they are able to do. But I like basketball, and I like this Pistons team. They're enjoyable to watch. It's going to be a tough night for Sacramento. Cade, Durant, that is an exceptional two-man combo right there.
Yeah, man.
And this will be fun.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about teams earlier and like team building in the NBA. And yeah, they got Cade Cunningham. That was super important. But man, trading for Jalen Duren, trading for Isaiah Stewart the year before, I think. I think it was Isaiah Stewart they got, and then Cade, and then Jalen Duren. I think it was those three in consecutive years. They draft Jaden Ivey in there. Like, that is how, when we talk about the Kings hitting on draft picks, that's it. Like, that's the path. If you hit on a number one and then three high-level rotational guys, Jalen Durham might be an All-NBA guy this year. Mm. He's been incredible. That's how you rebuild through the draft. That's how you go from 25 wins to, is it 17 to 48 or whatever they had last year. And are still ascending.
Still ascending, yeah, which was not something I expected. It was like, let's hold off on the Detroit thing, and they've been as you said, ascending the best team in the East all season.
They're a much more reasonable, because you always bring up OKC. You know, it's like you can't do what OKC did.
Right.
You can do what Detroit did.
That's facts.
You can very much do this the way Detroit did.
Yes, you can. They did it with the number one pick, though.
That's the
tough part. Like, you've got to you have to hit on your picks. That's the most important part.
Right.
But if you have the opportunity to get one of those guys at the very, very top of the draft, or if you get lucky and land in a draft that has, you know, a multitude of players, like, great, you just can't miss. It goes back to, you know, you asked the question earlier in some way. I can't remember how you framed it, but the end result was, I don't know what Scott Perry likes. Like, we were talking about the players he doesn't like. Trey, you know, I've heard he's not a big... I don't know if he is now, but I heard that he, at the very least, wasn't a fan of Jalen Brunson. So, like, you start to... You mentioned Malik Monk. Like, there
not
seems
a Zach
to be
Levine
a type.
Guy.
Yeah, there seems to be a type of player that he doesn't like. Great. Okay. I guess that's part of the process. What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
What do you... Okay. What else? My guess is, and you said this, J-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
You want a player like that. It's like, okay,
yep.
Great. I love that. That's great, because J-Dub wasn't the first overall pick in the draft.
Nope.
Or the second. So, you know, he wasn't even in the, you know, he wasn't in the spot Chet was in. He wasn't in the, great. I think you can find that. I trust you to find that. Part of what makes J-Dub tick, though, is the fact that you've got SGA.
Totally.
And it's not fair at all.
Mm-hmm.
But is J-Dub a guy without SGA?
Yeah, I think it's that's a fair question. A guy in the
like
all
the
NBA,
one. Yeah.
Like that type of player. Yeah, yeah.
He was great last year, but this team is great. This team is this team is it's a lot like the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
The start of the dynasty Warriors. Like, Steph was it, but man, he elevated Klay, he elevated Draymond. Both of those guys were great, but Steph elevated them.
Right.
And it feels like SGA elevates everybody. Doesn't mean that J-Dub isn't great. It means he's elevated by how good SGA is, because he is that dynamic force on the team.
But it's that, so remember how Mike Brown would always talk about, we talk about this on the Insiders, me and James Hamm, about that leap, like, okay, going from bad to good is nice, but that leap from good to great is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
That leap from good to great for most teams is one player taking over and becoming that guy. And I think that's where, when you talk about, if you remove SGA from the equation, OKC is really good. They're a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But you go, they're missing that one over-the-top player.
Yeah.
The Jason Tatum.
Yeah, that's Boston this year. I mean, Jaylen Brown's averaging 30 a game. They're 3 seed. But, hey, they can really use Jason Tatum, take him over the top.
Right.
Not that Jaylen Brown's doing anything wrong or anything.
No, just, right.
They need that one more.
Yeah, there's a special level of player that I think you need.
I think there's
Jason Tatum is that. Jaylen Brown just isn't quite.
It's almost like Jaylen, very, very good, but there's like a force to a player.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tatum is a force.
Yes.
Maybe Jaylen isn't. They're both great.
Yeah.
But there is something to, it's like the Steph, the SGA, those arguments, those guys are a force that changes everything when they're on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah, man. It's you could have, the difference between those players, the Jaylen Brown and the Jason Tatum, is so like small, but it's like the key thing that makes them different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a knock.
I think Jaylen Brown, though, is kind of what you'd want Jalen Williams to be, though, because like I don't know if the Celtics necessarily need like a Tatum level player.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need like another Derek White or someone a little bit better than that. Jalen Brown can be your one, though, is what I'm saying.
Sure,
like Jalen Brown, I think, can be a championship winning number one player, I guess.
Mm.
Well, I mean, he already was a number one on a championship team.
Yeah,
Finals MVP.
I don't know if you're talking trash now, and it feels like you're already doing that
joking.
Smile.
I'm doing
jokes.
I'm doing jokes.
Whatever, man. You're gonna talk about 2022 now?
I mean, we can. It's unbelievable.
I'd rather not.
Let's see what TC talking about here. 916-909-1320. What's up?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TC.
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up,
chilling,
man?
Chilling, bro.
Oh, man, just vibing. Hey, I kind of want to just tap in, D-Lo, because I know you're going to be out, bro. So I just want to say Merry Christmas to you and the family, bro. And y'all be safe, man.
Appreciate
and
you, brother, man.
And all that.
Thank you.
For sure. Kyle, what's going on? Hey, I thought old man Phillip was going to pull it off. I was laughing at that game last night because it was comedy. I said, look at Phillip, man, duking it out with Brock.
He just made
a couple bad throws. Yeah, he was cooking, but, hey, we're just going to see how it planned out. The Kings, well, I don't really have too much. I mean, D-Lo, to answer you from yesterday, what I'm watching is I'm watching our really Neek and my boy Max develop Precious. That's what I'm looking for, right? I'm not looking for, like, what's going to happen with the veterans and all, because that's going to happen. But I want to see what's going on development-wise. And what I've seen from these last couple of games with these guys playing defense, I believe that's what the identity was supposed to be from day one. It just didn't happen. And if that's how it's going to be moving forward, I'm all for it, bro. That's all I got. Merry Christmas, y'all.
You too, brother. Appreciate you, TC.
Thanks, TC.
As always, for those that missed that, what he was responding to is I asked yesterday, like, what are you watching Kings games for? Like, what drives you to watch this basketball team right now? And that's what he was responding to. He's saying development and guys like Neek and Max, and that's perfectly fine, man. I'm all in on that. I want to make sure we mention this before we get out of here for the holiday. The NBA, Shams wrote this morning that the NBA is starting to look at ways to limit tanking. And there's a couple of ideas here that I think are pretty amazing.
Yeah, this is good.
One of them... And these are proposed ideas. This is not, none of this stuff has been implemented at all. These are proposed ideas. Limit pick protections to either top four or 14 and higher, which would eliminate the problematic mid-lottery protections. I think that is fascinating. We've used the Wizards as an example. They have a pick protection that they desperately need to keep from a trade that was, I think, 5 years ago.
He says the John Wall trade?
It's the John Wall-Russell Westbrook trade.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. No longer allowing a team to draft in the top four 2 years in a row. And this was the one that I looked at and read over and over and over again. Like, this might be a game changer. But I don't know if it'll be a game changer in the way that they hope. Locking in lottery positions after March 1st.
I love that.
Okay, first question right off the bat. How does that... Well, I guess realistically, no team in those positions are going to make a run, right? I mean, a run to the playoffs, that'd be pretty insane if...
Yeah, that's only...
Made the first round and had the... Like,
that's only a month left in the season.
Okay, yeah.
Just trying
to find the loopholes,
little,
I guess.
A little over.
Maybe it means you can't go up in the lottery.
Yeah, that's how I assumed it. And then from, I guess it would be, it's not 1 through 10. It's still 1 through 8. The two fall back. You just don't get to be in the lottery.
Mm.
Play in
right.
losers.
Right.
Maybe you're not in the lottery.
Sure. Yeah. Although then you might have teams trying to tank to at least be in the lottery and not make the play-in. Last year, can you imagine, like, it would have been like, hey, Kings, what are you doing? Stay out of the play-in.
Right.
Ah!
Right.
I don't love that no back-to-back top four picks either rule.
Yeah, that's a...
The March one, I think, is interesting.
Can I have the fix. Make it a committee. The College Football Playoff has done it. It could be us. In fact, you know what? We're proposing it. And so in my proposal, it will be the ESPN 1320 crew. It'll be
great.
Damian, Kenny, Jesse, me, and James Hamm.
Excellent.
Sick.
And we get to decide the draft order.
I like this.
If you're tanking blatantly, I'm sorry, you're going to get pushed down.
Danny Ainge, you are not drafting in the top five.
30th. Get out of here.
You get the top pick of the second round, Danny.
No, but it wouldn't be that dramatic. But seriously, you can have people and go, all right, ache, because you can tell when a team is tanking and when a team is just ass. The Kings this year, to me,
ass.
So far, just ass.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, you're going to be in the top four.
Clippers, ass.
Clippers, just ass. I mean, that sucks because OKC's got your pick.
See, yeah, but this is where the committee. See, but it was the committee. Do we want to give them that high of a pick because OKC
right.
is there?
Oh, you know,
no, we
point.
Don't.
That's
whatever.
Right.
Now you get the 13th pick.
OKC has, what, 9 picks in the first round? They're
yes.
picking 21 to 30.
Exactly. Perfect.
Yeah, I think that's how we have to do it.
We have determined Oklahoma City has too many picks, so we're going to spread them out over the next decade. The rule is if you win a championship, you lose a pick.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so Oklahoma City won a championship, so they lost a pick.
They lost our own pick.
Yeah.
It's out of here.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay, one of the picks you traded for turned into a lotto pick? Oh, lost a pick, sorry.
Jesse, Draymond Green got thrown out of another game. The Warriors, no draft pick.
Fair.
What?
Yep. Oh, yeah, they just lost.
No
it
draft
just happened.
Pick.
Damn,
no
Draymond?
And yes, the Kings get the number one pick. What's the problem?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier before the show. Spurs, you don't get to draft for at least 10 years.
Yeah,
Spurs are cooked.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're done.
If you land a player that people work into the conversation with LeBron James, then you don't get to draft for at least 5 years.
1,000%.
We'll just extend this to nobody gets to communicate with the Lakers at all after the Luka Doncic fiasco.
If at any point you have taken advantage of the Sacramento Kings, you lose your draft pick.
New Orleans Pelicans, you get to pick top five this year. Congratulations.
You're doing it right.
Actually, you know what? No, they don't have their pick. Sorry about it.
You know what? Oops. Atlanta, give it back. That's what we're doing.
Milwaukee, for God's sakes, you can have a top five pick. Just trade Giannis. End this now.
Oh, please, yes. That's beautiful.
Just no organization to this, all vibes.
Pacers?
All vibes.
Pacers, top three.
Pacers, you
great.
Deserve it. Yeah, you guys are doing it the right way. We know you're not trying to win, but still.
That's going
to,
you know what, hey, after the season's
Ty gave
over.
Ty gave us game 7. Like, he deserves it.
After the season is over, we're going to do that. We're going to sit down. We're going to do a thing, and we're going to put together the correct NBA draft order.
I'm with that.
That's a great idea for us.
I'm with that. What was the best part of your year?
Ooh, the best part of my year. I think getting promoted was cool.
That's pretty awesome.
That was a dope thing that happened to me. That's pretty awesome. For sure. I got to go to Disneyland, which is always a special thing that I try not to take for granted.
Multiple times?
Yes.
Great.
Multiple times?
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Multiple times. Which is dope. Yeah, healthy. Got a house.
You getting promoted cats. Is pretty awesome. You do yeah. have cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are a cat guy.
Yeah. Shout out. Hell yeah. What about you?
They're trying to put cats into the house.
Into your house?
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're not.
Like,
don't do it.
Like
you
I,
need
don't
to, do bro.
I don't often have bro. Like a firm no.
That's one of my firm no's too.
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't. I'm afraid of the cat clawing at furniture and.
Clawing at you.
Yeah, that, you know, terrorizing me.
Cats
while
got
I
bad
sleep.
PR, bro. I'm sorry, but they do.
Also,
they
really do. Sprout's 11. Like, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right.
This year was terrific. This year was, your promotion was awesome.
You, Damien, have been at the forefront of me first getting on air for the very first time. And also this, getting here, in Sacramento at this radio station. And then also my promotion. So the three biggest things that have happened to me professionally in radio are directly because of you. So thanks. Preach.
They are not directly because of
oh,
me.
No, oh,
I'm
no,
happy.
They are. Oh, no, wait, hang on. A fourth thing. The reason, the first time I ever had health insurance after turning 26 was all you. That's four things.
Okay, that I'll take credit for. Because sometimes embarrassment will drive people to, you know, can we get Kyle Manson health insurance?
I'll tell the story after we're done here. Tune into youtube.com/ESPN1320.
It's a good story that I am to this day very proud of. You also, oh, great call. You're also on 106.5.
Oh, yeah. The Saturday comeback started this year.
Yeah, that's great.
Man, look at me go.
That's great. Yeah, everybody has heard my year. Having a Katie and a family for the first time has just been absolutely life changing. A time in my life, an aspect of my life that I never thought I would have. So to be able to have it now, with everything ranging from 22 to 17 to 12 to 4.
Just getting the whole experience.
Yep, all at once, too. All at once.
Never forget the Easter, the 500 eggs.
Yeah. Yeah, there was that.
That's dope, man.
It's fantastic. So thank you all for being such a major part of it. I strongly encourage you to turn to YouTube and hear this story that Kyle Madsen's going to tell, because I am proud of it, and it is very funny.
It's so great.
But if you're listening on the radio, we appreciate you. It is ESPN programming the rest of the week. James and Casey will be here on Monday post Bears 49ers game. So be ready, because it's going to be wild one way or another. Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.